Blackstone Audio presents The Omega Project by Steve Alton. This book is read by Michael David Axtell. This novel is dedicated to Dr. Arul Chidambaram and the doctors, nurses, and dedicated staff at Wellington Regional Hospital. Thank you for saving my life. The survival of the human race depends on its ability to find new homes elsewhere in the universe, because there's an increasing risk that a disaster will destroy Earth. Stephen Hawking, Nobel Prize-winning physicist and author of A Brief History of Time. Prologue. Jet Propulsion Laboratory, California Institute of Technology, March 12, 1998. The representative wearing the requisite white lab coat was not a scientist. His selection to address the media was based more on his availability than his public relations experience. Now, as he stepped out of the administration building and into a 54-degree Fahrenheit headwind, he wished he had called in sick. Reporters' side conversations were replaced by a heavy silence as he approached the hastily prepared podium and its entanglement of microphones. He removed a prepared statement from his pants pocket, then paused at the whirring flutter of camera shutters to evaluate the crowd. Look at all of them. A herd of sheep, panicked by a lone voice yelling wolf. Don't let them see you wipe at any sweat beads, they'll interpret the body language. Just read the damn statement, answer a few questions, and get back inside where it's warm. Good morning. Yesterday, Harvard astronomer Brian Marsden of the International Astronomical Union issued an IAU circular about a possible very close pass to the Earth of the asteroid designated 1997 XF-11. According to Marsden's calculations, the asteroid, which is approximately 1 mile in diameter, will pass within 30,000 miles on Thursday, October 26, 2028, at approximately 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Mr. Marsden stated that, while the chance of an actual collision with Earth remained small, it was not entirely out of the realm of possibility. A mile-wide asteroid, as most of you know, could cause quite a bit of damage. Following Mr. Marsden's announcement, JPL scientists Dr. Donald Yeomans and Dr. Paul Chodas re-examined the data on 1997 XF-11. This re-examination was based on orbit calculations made in March of 1990 at Caltech's Palomar Observatory, 7 years before its reported discovery by Jim Scotti of the Space Watch Group. Based on this more conclusive data, we're happy to report that asteroid 1997 XF-11 will pass at a rather more comfortable distance of 960,000 kilometers, about 600,000 miles, approximately 2 moon distances away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?